Gemmate Science High School podcast channel. I am Hira from the 10th grade.
Hello, I am Hira. Today we want to tell you about movie The Elephant Man.
Since the movie we will talk about is a translation from the book. First, I would like to talk about the book. Although the book is written in simple English, its story is at a level that will deeply affect people. The subject is simple but different. The movie was released in 1960. The film, based on a real-life story, was directed by David Lynch and starred Anthony Hopkins. I think shooting the film in black and white made it more impressive.
If I were to talk about the summary of the movie, main character is John Merrick. He is a young man who looks so ugly because of physical deformities on his face, which has lots of tumors. Dr. Travis has never seen such a deformed face like his. Actually, he looks like an elephant with the tumors he has on his face. And for this he was shown at some places for a sun fee by his manager called Rose. Rose took Merrick to some other countries for making money. But when he realized that he can't make enough money from him, so he left in Belgium. Merrick's life changes when Dr. Travis took him to the hospital and guaranteed him lifetime residence at there. Dr. Travis wanted to solve his problem, and by that way he would be famous doctor all around the world. While he was staying at hospital, lots of visits come for him, and he made some friends as well. He started to go cinema or for food with his friends. He was so happy that he was having life without being life in circus. One day, doctor went to see him, but he wasn't breathing. Unfortunately, he was dead because he broke his neck in his sleep.
But there are a few points in the movie that we are stuck on. One of them, John Merrick loves his mother so much that he adores her and never leaves her photo with him. But no one asks him if your mother died or abandoned him.
Although this is not mentioned in the movie, it may have been mentioned in the book. But if so, we are stuck in the dilemma of why it was not mentioned in the movie. Differently, while he was in the hospital, one of the staff showed him the people and got money in the return. But why doesn't John tell this to Dr. Trevor?
Considering that she is afraid, which I don't think so, because she trusts the doctor very much. But she still hides it from him. Maybe she doesn't want to lower her self-confidence, which was broken by being made fun of. Thirdly, about how he joined the circus. No information is given. No one asks who this man took you from or how you fell into his hands, which leaves the audience in suspense.
No matter how much we say this, John's standing ovation in the other scenes of the movie and his cry of, "I'm not an elephant, but I'm a human," will remain as stickiness engraved in our minds.
That's all we say. Thank you for spending your minutes with us. We hope you will enjoy this podcast.